And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Here on the UL Lafayette campus, there is an exhibit at the Dupre Library of the impact of the Civil War on Louisiana 150 years ago, including Acadiana. One of the artifacts on display in Dupre Library is the 1863 edition of the Opelousas Courier newspaper from September 26th, which was printed on wallpaper because they didn't have ready supplies of paper. So lots of artifacts and information about the impact of the Civil War on Louisiana and Acadiana. That's on display in the central hallway of the Edith Garland Dupre Library here at UL Lafayette. And continuing through August 3rd at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL campus is an exhibit called The New Art of the Loom, International Contemporary Tapestries. That's up through August 5th. United Blood Services has a critical need for O-negative donors. If you are O-negative and you think you might be able to help them, their website is bloodhero.com, or you can call 337-235-5437-33, and that's United Blood Services of Acadiana. Opening this evening in Eunice, the Eunice Players Theater Children's production of The Trial of Goldilocks. It opens tonight and continues through July 21st, which is Sunday. There's a matinee on Sunday at 2. Tickets are available now, and you can stop by the Eunice Players Theater website or call them in Eunice to find out about tickets. In Lake Charles, the Friends of Teuton Park are sponsoring a special series of community gardening educational programs. The first one is tomorrow. The guest speaker will be Kurt Unkel, and he'll be talking about the basics of sustainable and organic gardening with information on how to prepare the garden bed, weed and pest control, and supplies. That will be tomorrow from 6 to 7:30. You do need to register ahead of time, and you can contact Teuton Park or City of Lake Charles. This is the last week to register for the Shakespeare Workshop at the Children's Theater Company of Lake Charles. They present the workshop Midsummer Fun next week, July 22nd through the 26th. It's for kids ages 5 through 18, boys and girls, and no experience is necessary for this workshop. The students will learn about the language and ideas of Shakespeare, as well as perform some excerpts from his plays. They'll also create some costumes. For information or to register your child, you can contact the Children's Theater Company in Lake Charles or stop by their website, childrenstheater.cc. In Lafayette, acting up in Acadiana's Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble presents Shakespeare's The Tempest, opening on Friday. It will run the 19th through the 27th this weekend and next at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets are available by calling the ACA or going to their website, which is acadianacenterforthearts.org. Acting Up in Acadiana will be offering classes at the ACA this fall. They're registering for them now. Again, you can contact them through the ACA. Andrea Hockepel, who is from Lafayette, graduated from Lafayette High, but now living in New York. She's an actress, dancer, and choreographer. She will be performing a one-woman cabaret at Theater 810 this Friday and Saturday. It's called Fighting Forward, and we'll be speaking with Andrea tomorrow about her work in New York and the performances this weekend at Theater 810. The Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association with Vermilionville will be conducting a series, a gardening series. The first one is this Saturday, July 20th at Vermilionville. The series is called Healing Traditions in Acadiana. For more information about the series, contact Vermilionville. Also this Saturday, poet Daryl Bork will be reading from his new book, Megan's Guitar and Other Poems from Acadie. He'll be reading at Barnes & Noble and signing copies of his book. It's a part of the author symposium. That's this Saturday at 12 noon. The Cane Fire film series continues this Sunday, July 21st at Cité des Arts, showing the classic film Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, starring Peter Sellers. 7:30 at Cité this Sunday. Tickets will be available at the door. And the Pride of Acadiana, which is UL Lafayette's marching band and Drum Corps International, present the 7th annual Drums Across Cajun Field. That will be at Cajun Field this coming Monday, July 22nd. Gates open at 5:30 and the performance starts at 7. You can purchase tickets at the gate or you can purchase them ahead of time through Ticketmaster. Tuna Does Vegas will continue July 25th through the 28th at Cité des Arts. Shane Gilbo and Kyle Bork of SAS Productions are performing Tuna Does Vegas throughout this month of July. But you can see it the 25th through the 28th. Tickets are available by calling Cité des Arts or going to their website. The Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas presents Cody Daigs' The Book of Dee, a play for young audiences. The play will run July 26th and 27th at the Delta Grand Theater. We'll be speaking with playwright Cody Daigs next week about The Book of Dee, which is the story of Dee, a shy child with a passion for stories. And while he struggles to make friends at school, he escapes into a magic world of amazing stories. That will be next week in Opelousas. This is at the Delta Grand Theater, Book of Dee by Cody Daigs. Les Vieux Film Series at Vermilionville continues on Monday the 29th at 6:30. The film to be screened on the 29th is Tantamar on the Trail of Acadians in North America by André Gladue. And we'll be speaking with them more next week about that film series and that particular film. For a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in, whether it's the Blues Box or Harpistry, maybe Medicine Ball Caravan, Big Band Swings, or any number of our other programs. You can listen to archived shows there on our website, or you can download them for listening to at your convenience. That's all at KRVS. Please stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening, listening to All Things Considered from 4 until 6, Fresh Air from 6 until 7. On Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, it's Jazz Inspired with Judy Carmichael. At 8, the music of yesteryears with Mr. Bob Gouchereau. At 9 o'clock, it's Lee Kleinpeter's Big Band Swings. At 10, Selected Shorts. 11, music from the hearts of space. And at midnight, it's Beat Current. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.